This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Avian flu is circulating in wild, commercial, and backyard birds. The state health department wants Coloradans to avoid contact with bird feces and wild birds. People who may have been exposed to avian flu should monitor themselves for 10 days after exposure and contact their doctor if they have symptoms, like shortness of breath. The avian flu has been linked to the deaths of a black bear and a mountain lion in Colorado in recent months. Pandemic-related gambling shortfalls are threatening a tradition in Cripple Creek. Donkey Derby Days is nearly a century old. Event co-chair Annie Valadez says the loss of revenue means the city can't fund the popular summer festival. She says organizers met with volunteers late last year.
We shot up our hands and said, we're not going to let this die, and we can do it on our own.
The nonprofit 2 Mile High Club cares for the herd of wild donkeys that roam the city's streets. Valadez says they have to raise about $30,000 to put on the festival in August, which ultimately helps the donkeys. Prices are rising for most goods and services in the Denver area, but new data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows prices aren't going up as fast as they were a year ago. Used car prices are down more than 10% since last year, but almost everything else is more expensive. U.S. regulators are likely to keep raising interest rates to get inflation under control. Metro Denver highs in the 30s tonight with more gusty winds. You're listening to CPR News.